as they say in the industry, roll VT. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. My name is Robin Tate. My handle is at Bongo the Sane, and this is episode 522 for April the 14th, 2019. Of the Overseas Connection podcast, 522 episodes. That is absolutely nutballs. It's fantastic. Anyway, we are a gaming podcast. We are a mature bunch and very immature at the same time. And this is about us having a bit of a chat about life, your life, our lives, and what we get up to, some video game stuff. And it's one big community, and we're all very happy to be buddies and friendships have been forged. Men lie with dogs and cats. We have a great time. I don't know what I'm talking about. I have two wonderful people with me tonight. Wow. I've got Kim and her wonderful laugh. Hello, Kim.
Howdy.
Howdy. It's I've got Mark. Here. Yeah. Good, bugger you. I've got Mark over there as well, spinning the decks tonight, leaving me my hands free to play with anything I want.
Well.
Hello, Robin. Hello, everyone.
Hey, guys. Good to see yous. Good to see yous. Anyway, we're going out live on Twitch and on YouTube and on Mixer and everything else. We go out live every Sunday evening around 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast of America, and 3 p.m. Central, not to leave you guys out whatsoever. And you'll get us on twitch.tv/OC podcast if you're not watching this live. A lot of our listeners listen to audio only, but please come and join, because if you're listening to it live and you're watching us live on video, we have a thing called a chat there, our chat, and there's live chat and people come into it and try to ask us weird and wonderful questions and give us a bit of support while we're on there.
And once in a blue moon, we do some free giveaways as well, don't we, Robin?
Yeah. Once in a blue moon. Yeah. Once in a blue pill. Guys, how the hell are yous, and how do people contact yous in the first instance that they ever want to? I mean, what is your gamer tag, Kim? How do people play with you?
Carefully. No, my gamer tag is GamerGirl27. That's exactly as it says on the screen there. Unless you're on PlayStation, then it's the same, except it's GURL_27. I don't know. I may take advantage of, I may take advantage of that and see if my actual gamer tag is up, because at the time it wasn't. So maybe somebody's like giving it up or something. So maybe I can get it back. Hopefully.
Yeah, I never know.
Yeah.
And Mark?
I am Mark Alex on everything. Twitter, Xbox Live, PSN, Steam, every platform you can think of. I just use that single username to make it nice and easy.
Nice and easy. So there's three of us tonight. Greg DeLacy is away gambling his wife, I believe it is.
Yeah, he's in Viva Las Vegas, isn't he?
He's in Las Vegas. He has his sequins on, I believe. I've seen photographs of him in the white suit.
And
it is really Elvis's burger years. And he looks exactly like that right now. Rich Webster is off doing things with houses. So is...
So is Phil.
Yeah, we've seen his red brick house today that he's hopefully going to move into in a month or two's time. And Gary. Gary drops in and out now and again. He's like one of those stray cats that sort of comes around and gets a wee bowl of milk and then disappears for a few months and then comes back. Yeah. And now and again you might see it, like, you know, from a distance, but never really comes close enough to make contact.
Yeah, don't make any loud noises or sudden moves or runs
away. So when we put the request out, like, who's on the podcast this week, you might get a wee message. Not available this week. And that's it. Give you away.
Yeah.
He's a busy life.
Yeah, all these sporting events, his family sport, Mad Outlaw, all his kids do sporting events, and he's forever taking them to different events and tournaments, and he's supporting all his kids. So he's a good father that way. lousy podcast host.
Yes.
Just saying.
Indeed.
And I heard a rumor that a certain Nicole will be coming back soon.
Mm. Ooh.
Mm. I've been talking to Nicole a lot the past couple of days.
Yeah, so we hope to see Nicole back on the podcast very, very soon.
Definitely. Oh,
so, we don't have any birthdays this week. Mm-mm. So, it's a birthdayless week. But if is your birthday this week and we have missed it, let us know it's your birthday so we can put it in our diary for next year. Okay, so let's talk about what we've been up to this week.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Okay, ladies first. Mark, what have you been up to this week?
Oh, if I didn't love you, I'd fucking disown you.
Again?
Right. So, non-gaming wise, fairly steady working week. Looking forward to some time off next week. I had Friday off, actually. I had this Friday off, so it was a four-day week. Next week, I'm only working 2 days. Yeah! Because Easter week, I've taken some days off. I've been watching... There's a new series on Netflix just started. I think it was this Friday, called Black Summer.
Oh, I've seen that advertised. Oh. Yeah. What's that about?
It is a new zombie flick. I'm just going to try a trailer up for the stream.
Oh, zombies.
A typical man can't do two things at once. There we go. Right.
Yep.
So this is their...
I can.
I can't. This is their new series about an infection. It starts off with different characters, how the origin of it all started. And now these zombies, they're like a cross between Walking Dead and 28 Days Later. They're definitely zombies because the people die and then get reanimated. It's not like 28 Days Later where the blood's infected, which is more believable in my eyes. But these zombies can run, and they run fast.
Okay.
So... there's that element to it. A bit like World War Z, that sort of thing, they can run.
Mm.
They're a bit dense, they're a bit stupid, so they can't open doors. But
they could be on this podcast then.
Yeah, but they do like barge through doors and try jump through windows. There's the human element to it, which is probably worse than the zombies. Just like in Walking Dead, there's a lot of sick fuckers out there. And this program shows it. They don't pull no punches. It's quite brutal. The first episode was a bit slow, but I think it was just introducing the main characters. I'm 4 episodes in. There's only 8 episodes in the first season, so I'm halfway through, and it's pretty good. There's a few scary jump moments. Me and my wife was watching, I think it was episode 3, and one thing happened, and we both jumped out of our skin. Which is quite funny. Huh. So yeah, worth a watch. If you got Netflix, then you're not going to miss out. So
you know what? My problem with that is, and I don't know if any other people have this problem as well, but Judith, my wife, she doesn't like anything that's too violent or too cursy or too ugh. Yeah. So
nah, she won't like it. So.
yeah. That's because I mean I've tried to get her to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And I started back at the beginning a few months ago and thought, like, you know, this is brill. You know, let's get through this so you're ready and you can catch up and we can binge watch all these series.
Yeah.
And we got about, I don't know, halfway through, three quarters of the way through the first episode, and she was on the phone. She had switched off. Don't like it. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Well that's the second thing I've done. In anticipation of Game of Thrones season 8, the final season starting tonight in the US, 2 a.m.
You've chopped people up.
Yeah, 2 a.m. for us poor bastards in the UK, or tomorrow night at 9 p.m. It's being aired again. Game of Thrones season 8. I have just purchased my Now TV entertainment pass ready. I bought that on eBay on Friday. Got that instantly delivered. So last night, we watched the last episode of the last season again, just to catch up. Boy, what a great episode. And I'm just so stoked for this. Mm-hmm. Cannot wait. I love Game of Thrones.
Well, being the home of Game of Thrones.
Yes. You live in Winterfell.
in Belfast. They had the premiere of the episode, I think it was on Saturday evening, or that was either Friday or Saturday evening past, and the majority of the cast were back in Belfast for that red carpet job. Right. So yeah. That would have been a golden ticket to be have been at, imagine. So, can't wait.
It's going to be so good.
And it's going to be interesting because we'll soon start to hear about the spin-off, because I believe so. So, it's a prequel, I think. Yeah. In January, February of last year, they started work on a big new set down just at the main soundstage. And it's like a, it looks like a Middle Eastern, like Turkish, right. like town they've built. Yeah.
And if you know, it'll be Second Dawn then.
So if you've ever Dawn-ish. Seen the big photographs of Belfast, you'll always see these two big massive cranes at Harland Wolf where they built Titanic. The big yellow massive cranes, the famous. If you see a shot of Belfast, they're always in it. Well, the sound studio is just below there, right beside the where the Titanic was built. That's where it is. So it's just there, and it's beside an exhibition hall. And I was at an exhibition last year, and they were just starting to put up the hoarding, and you weren't allowed to take photographs, but we could see in from where we were, and it looked brilliant. So I think that there might be a bit of that in the series, but I would say this is more for the spin-off stuff. They're still working at Winterfell. You know, they're not taking it down at the moment. There's still loads of gear up there.
That's interesting, then.
At Galgorm Castle, which is literally 5 minutes from us here, they were doing some recording about a month or so ago down there as well, which is a stately home, but they cover the road with mud and stuff, so the tarmac is gone.
Right.
And they fill in there quite regularly as well. So, so there's still lots of stuff going on here, but it must be for new stuff at the stage.
I know this last season's only 6 episodes, but they are between 80 and 90 minutes long. So they're like mini movies each week.
And how many people will get killed when a breach?
Have you seen all the different... I know Gary's posted one and Phil's posted one. All the different people's places of work have got... Like sweepstakes on who's going to die and who's going to live. We've got a WhatsApp group just for like some TV series, Game of Thrones and Walking Dead and stuff. And we're also like anticipating who's going to kill who and how it's going to be done.
I mean, but as well as that, I mean, they're going to give every main character. Sorry, we're talking about Game of Thrones here, guys, but but they're going to give every main character their last bit of light. They won't want to leave any loose ends. No. So, you know, the Hound will have his bit, and everybody will have their bit, whether it ends well or not for them. So, and if there's a prequel, there'll probably not be. There was a cracker thing I seen on YouTube. The little girl, what's her name? She's
Arya Stark.
She the April Fool's she done on the chat show.
Oh, I heard about what she did in April Fool's, but I haven't actually seen it. Yeah. But yeah, she got
it
everyone.
Was so good, got me, and I was going, oh, she really did, because she was sitting on the couch. It was an American, was it Conan or whatever? One of those ones. Yeah. And she gave away, and somebody dies, and she goes, and she's like in tears, and she's and really, she's really brilliant, and she runs off the set. And the host goes,
proper
"Oh my god!"
Actress.
And maybe just go to commercial here or just whatever. And he runs. Is she all right? And he runs off after. And then they both pop their head around the corner and go, "April Fool!" And of course, you should have known. But it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that.
Yeah. And it gives me a chance to play all my sound clips again.
He's always been a cunt.
Hodor. Enough about Greg, please. And Kim, Love, yes. Death and Robots. You finished them all?
No, I think I have 2 left, because I think I left off at the Ice Age one.
The Civilization in the Freezer.
The Prince?
Yes.
That's one of my favorites.
I think I've got 2 left, and I've been able to get back to it, but oh my god. You guys talked about it, and I got finished with the second season of Castlevania, so I'm like, alright, I'll give it a shot, see what it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's good.
So you've watched the Hitler's various deaths?
I haven't seen that. I think that's the next one.
Yeah. Zemo, Lucky 13? with a Lucky 13 with a
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, and the one in Afghanistan with the werewolves.
Oh yeah, that's really
They're my favorite. Right? Blue was the only one that I didn't really like.
Yeah. I know, but I keep on thinking about it. I know it's really weird.
But I love
the simplicity of the story where it came. You know, it was like the original Star Trek movie where the Voyager with the simple satellite went out and then returned back to eventually find it, and it was like that loop. And yeah, I don't know, it was a bit arty farty, but you know what? They're all original and lovely in class, and they got the right order, because the very first one,
really got that set straight away. Yeah,
that was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, and then they had the mouth cleanser with the little robots straight after it.
That was my other one. Yeah.
So if you haven't watched Love, Death, and Robots, watch it.
Yes. And you got Suits, which was Titanfall, the farming edition.
That's Greg's favorite mech monk.
Yeah.
Mr.
That's the future you want.
Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome? You know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a definite watcher. And what's this, your calendar?
I forgot the last time I was on, somebody mentioned it. Yes. We have, I don't know if you can see this. We have Mr. April, which is Dennis, and he's holding Molly, which I hope is the cat, unless his name is Molly. I don't know. But anyway,
Is that a tie or a bib around his neck?
I think that's his firefighter. Well, it might be a tank top or his firefighter braces.
It's a naked firefighter with a pussy in his hands.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah,
excellent.
So I wanted to remember to show that off for the. You know.
Okay, well, like I've been talking about it for weeks. So we both have, the arcade club meetup with the veteran gamers guys was yesterday. Goodness me, was that yesterday? So much has happened since then. And my son Charlie and I flew over from Belfast to Manchester, hired a car, and drove up to Bury. Up to the big mill there, and we went in, and you know what? That place is just awesome. The arcade club in Bury is just fantastic. More games than last year.
Yeah, we've got an extra floor now, haven't they?
No, I didn't see an extra floor.
All right, because they're saying they've got all three floors now.
Well, maybe they have it, but there was only two floors that was accessed.
All right.
But we had a great day. I don't know how many people were turned up. There must be 30 or 40 odd people that were there. We had a Bomberman competition in the middle of the day, which went on for a couple of hours, which was great crack on the big, big screen. I think I was I didn't win. Coop, the Coopster, won it. And Chinny, I think, was second in it. Yeah. Great crack, great fun, just playing Bomberman on this big massive screen, and we'd done it in the heats. It was just brill. Met so many good people there. It was good fun. But if you live in England anywhere or Scotland, it's worth a trip down to if you stay in a hotel. You really could spend a couple of days in it. My problem is when we were out there for opening at 11 and I had to leave about 4:30 or so, and you get a little taster of a game. Oh, yeah, let's play the sit-down cabinet of the original Star Wars Vector graphics machine, you know, or play Donkey Kong as we were last year, or anything at all. And you're sort of dipping in. It's like dim sum, dipping in and out, dipping in and out. I would love to slowly go around that place and play things to death.
Yeah.
Rather than sort of rush here, rush there. I would love to spend, God, I could do a week there. Oh, that would be heaven. Yeah. So, but it just things like, you know, they're really friendly. They serve food. I had a burger, Charlie had a hot dog, I had a beer and a Coke, and it was less than 10 quid.
Nice. Right.
And the food was good. You know, places like that usually stick the hand in. They usually really rip you off. Yeah. But, it was 16, I think, for Charlie and I think it was 16, 18 quid or 19 quid for both of us.
Yeah.
Child rates, you know, less. Get there early if you're going, because mid-afternoon it gets really, really busy.
Yeah.
But it's a great day, and we had good fun, and had a ball. Yeah. Had an absolute ball.
My nephew is coming up for Easter, so I think me, Jay, and my nephew are going to go over Easter week and spend a day there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the same as when you guys were there, but yeah, I'm going to go over because
No, no.
Yeah.
Not even still. It's just like you've seen people there, you know, for the first time, and it was like kids in a candy shop, yeah. like us, the first time as yeah. well. Anyway, I had a meeting with a few guys there, and we're starting to talk about EGX because midlife gamers aren't doing an after party at EGX this year.
No.
And we've been talking, and Mike Chen and myself have been talking for the last few months, and it looks like we're going to do something special for EGX in London this year.
Right. Are you still planning on getting an Airbnb? Because if you do, I will probably go. If you don't, I won't be able to afford to go, I don't think.
Mark, we're working on it, yeah. and over the next week or so, there'll be even more details released. We were looking at some premises. We've pinned down the sort of premises that we're after. I had a few suggestions, and we're right on it. We're trying to get it a little bit closer.
Right, okay.
We know exactly what we want. We want, you know, a room for about 50 people, big screen, karaoke, bar, bit of fun. So, and yes, Airbnb close by would be, if we can get maybe a couple of apartments or apartment block that people can yeah. share in and try to keep the cost down.
Yeah.
Yeah. But next week, things will be a bit more solid.
Cool.
And by end of Easter or the next month or so, we'll have something we can really announce to people to start right. planning ahead for.
Right.
So brilliant. Really, really looking forward to that. Yeah. So, we want to do something special since yeah. back to London again, and I think it's a good opportunity for us.
Yep,
so absolutely. Stay tuned. Over the next week or two, we're going to talk about more about EGX. All right, what else do I want to talk about? That's it. Let's talk about some gamey stuff. Yeah? Unless yeah. anything else you want to say?
No, let's play this jingle then.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing games.
All right, how will I handle this? We're at the middle of the month. We've done our freebies before. Do we need to do them again?
Possibly the Xbox ones, because in 2 days, the sort of like mid-month ones come into effect, don't they? I can run through them right quick if you want.
Yeah.
I'll just cover the sort of like the newer ones. So on Xbox One, on the 16th of April till the 15th of May, Outcast Second Contact. And on 360 and Xbox One on the 16th of April, and this is only up to the 31st, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2. Fantastic.
That's I would have preferred it if they had a slightly longer name.
Yeah, it's a bit short, isn't it, yeah. You think they'd shorten it? You think they'd call it Grow 2 or something, wouldn't you? Most people.
Right.
Would, yeah.
they would never have done that. No. Okay, well, that was a cracking game.
We had many good nights on that, didn't we, back in the day?
Mm, okay.
No, I never played it.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, so games that we have played.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So let me see if there's anything else different. So Kim, I don't understand why you're not with the cool kids. So
doing what? Playing Minecraft? Which, do you want to hear me snore on the headset? Because I will.
Oh, you just like Greg, you.
Get ready.
You've gone down in my estimations.
You know what? Anthony loves it, though, but I can't. I'm not very imaginative, I guess, because I'll build a little like square thing, call it a house, and then a creeper will come along and tear it up and piss me off. So...
Okay, well, now we've started it, we'll talk about what you've been playing in a while. So now that you've started it, yeah. So I get that. I totally understand that, Kim. And when I – so to explain where this is, Minecraft got released on Game Pass, and it sort of brought it back that it's now available to everybody. And a while back, a year or so ago, Realms were released, and though it didn't really work that well for us.
That's Realms for the normal
Realms.
People.
Stop it. I like when he says Realms, damn it.
Realm.
And Phil has headed this up, and he has set up our own OC podcast, Realm. And you can have 10 people at one time logged on, and lots of other people can come in. And what these guys have created over the last, 10 days, 2 weeks now, is just crazy, Kim. I get it. I understand. I am not. You know, I mean, Eric Piotrowski, Duke Scath, is in there. And if you look at what he's built, he's got a farm with fenced off with breeding animals, doing stuff with all the. They're all talking about enchanting this and doing that and all this technical terms and redstone. And I am not. And these fantastic buildings. Mark has built a house that I would be quite happily live in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a pool and everything outside it. He's got a greenhouse, all the stuff. Really, they're all growing crops. They're all doing this sort of stuff. I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So I built this grey concrete square. Do what you do. Yeah, a bed in it and the chest to make stuff. But I've been out adventuring and making a tunnel here. And accidentally, I went way, way out on the map and found a nice place on the coast near the sea. And I thought, oh, I'm here, miles away from everybody. It's fantastic. And then a couple of nights later, I see this. Well, what's that? And Nicole has moved in next door in the next bay. So I was making a nice little tunnel with a nice little red floor and flowers and all our bits and pieces just so we're close to each other. but I've been, you know, tunneling and out adventuring. I'm not really making anything at all. I'm just out digging around. These guys here, I mean, from within the last 24 hours, Mark's house on the coast now has a 3-mile-long railway to Red Square where everybody else is. There's a welcome center. There is a farm. There's so many different things that these that have done. It's just, it's crazy. And that's only the beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got quite a lot of people on there as well.
I think that the beauty about it is, since I played Minecraft before, which is now years ago, and the kids played all of the little games and the fighting games in it, but ever since I played it before, there's just so much more to it. And I'm not doing any of that stuff. I'm still getting an axe and just away I go. Oh, look, I found a cave. What's down here? Blah, blah, blah. But it now has things like all these different animals, the pandas and bits and pieces and all of that sort of stuff. You know, there's so many different creatures, donkeys and baby donkeys. And it's all so cute and so many different flowers and trees and all this new stuff. And I'm just watching me doing this and going, what are you doing on Minecraft? You're too big. It's a baby's game. And I said, but I forgot how relaxing it is. It is very therapeutic just chopping your way through a tree or a mountain to make a tunnel. And you go, oh, I'm out the other side. It's great. And I'm just having a ball, just chilling.
Yeah.
Chilling.
For those who are long-time listeners to the podcast, when this came out on 360, I got sucked right into this. I lost a lot
of
my life.
With everything. You're not balls deep McGinty,
he called me. Didn't
yes,
you?
Exactly. You're balls deep McGinty.
And fucking hell, Phil. Since he set this realm up, it's got me again. I've not touched any other game at all week, not even Division 2. I've been up till 2 a.m. every night. Because this is now, me and Phil mentioned this last week, it's now a Universal Edition, so you can cross play on. PC, iOS, Switch, Xbox, sadly not PlayStation because they're wankers. So now I am taking my iPad to work. And any spare time, I get at work, I'm playing back in Minecraft. Me and Robin have even bought something special just to play this game on iPad.
Yep.
Do you want to cover that now, Robin?
Yeah. So I've got an iPad, a new iPad. I treated myself to an iPad Pro a few months ago there for work because you need it because it's the thing. I really needed it. Yeah. And when this whole Minecraft thing kicked off, I thought, well, look, I'll try it on the iPad, and it was crappy. And then I started to look at controllers, and then there's a bit of chat going back and forth in the chat groups. And the one that I recommended was, and I read all the reviews, was this thing called a Nimbus Steel Series, the people that make all the really cool keyboards.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to order one from Amazon, and Mark said, oh, I'll save you £20. You can buy it from the Apple Store.
Yeah.
So it was 40, I think it was £40.
£49, yeah. It's £80 on Amazon. Yeah.
So it's a wireless controller which works with your Apple TV, iPhone, iPad, and iPod. It's a nice piece of kit. It's not quite as hefty as an Xbox controller or a PlayStation controller, but it's still pretty good. It connects really, really easily. Twin stick shooter, you know, all the buttons you expect really to have it. And connects just, there's Mark has it on the screen now, Nimbus Steel Series. And what I've been doing is at lunchtime, not that I really that often take a lunch break. I had an appointment the other day, very inappropriately, but I had went to this appointment. It wasn't really an appointment, it was a funeral. And I had arrived early. I arrived early in the car park, and it was too early to go into the church. So I whipped out the iPad and my Nimbus controller and played Minecraft in the car for half an hour. And it was brill. It was dangerous. It was because I was like, oh, I could do this all day. Nobody would know. I'm sitting in the car here. So I'm gonna. This controller comes with me now, and I can play through the day, or I can sit quickly in the kitchen and play for 5 minutes.
The reason I was off work Friday was Jenny had a hospital appointment on Friday, just a normal checkup, and and it's always impossible to park at Bradford Royal Infirmary, so I always drop her off and then go around to the back of the overflow car park. So I just happened to set the iPad in the controller. So while she was in the hospital appointment, I'm sat in the car playing Minecraft. Oh, dear God.
Oh, boy.
So I think quite a few of us have bought these things now over the last week. So if you're looking for a controller to play iPod games, I think, or iPad games, because before, you know, there's lots of games, but now these things are getting quite powerful. Even your phone and a decent sized screen and an iPad, they're powerful pieces of kit now. And the device has a little app, and it has hundreds of games that it works with natively now. So, but it's just switch it on, away you go. And so if you're interested in doing a wee bit of Minecraft or other gaming on the side, I would thoroughly recommend this Nimbus Steel Series thing. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, so it's Minecraft Mad. So how, Mark, if people want to get involved with the community, because everybody's welcome to come in. There's a big community center. There's enough kit. You don't even have to go and start making stuff yourself. There's axes and supplies that people are filling up, little boxes full of all the supplies to get you started. So how do people come and join our community?
All they need to do is get in touch with Filthy or myself, and we'll get you... Into the realm. The realm actually uses Xbox Live clubs as a basis for it. You actually invite them to the club. You get an invite link, and they get you in that way.
So I've been playing mostly on Xbox and some iPad seamlessly. Yeah. Duke is on PC seamlessly. The only thing I haven't done a lot is live chat, and I'm amused. Maybe you're chatting away with headphones on, but it doesn't always suit me, and I'm not always in the mood to chat either, because if you do write on the D-pad, it brings up a chat window on the Xbox, so you can have a wee quick message. But again, it's just sometimes you just want to chill. Just want to chill, and maybe that's just not chat. Anyway, Minecraft. That's what we have been playing Minecraft. Yeah. Very grown-up game.
Yeah,
very serious. Yeah. Very serious.
It is serious because we do have. It's normally on peaceful, but we do have monsters on. Well, we did them on all weekend this weekend, but I think going forward we're gonna have it on. We're gonna have a spooky Saturday.
Thank you very much. Love it.
Was that you? we have a Monster Monday and a Spooky Saturday. So we're going to have 2 days where the monsters are on. So those who want to collect all the mob stuff then can get them.
And Taco Tuesday!
Woohoo! Yeah. Thank you very much.
I didn't know that. I try to stay away because I know the monsters are fun, but there just seems to be so many more of them this time around. You know, they've been breeding while we were away for several years there.
I thought you were just playing the Fraser, thank you very much. But what it is... notifications that people are following us. I forgot notifications are on.
Okay.
But the stream has.
No, it's popped up on my phone there. There's notifications. Yeah, cool. Right, Kim, you've been playing some really boring games, not like Minecraft whatsoever. What have you been up to?
I've actually started playing the online Red Dead 2. So I finally got through the horse stealing thing and did that. Which funny is I didn't want to do that with people. And then I guess I've waited long enough that when I finally went and did it, and nobody could be match made with me. So I had to do it by myself.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently I was so low on the totem pole that they're like, nope, screw that. You'll do it by yourself. Oh, and it's not really bad. I mean, I haven't really been griefed a lot, and I think they've fixed that for the most part of it. Like, I can play, and so far some random asshole hasn't come along and just shot me to shoot me. Although, I did have a strange one night before last. Some dude out of nowhere I climbed on my horse. I was going to go somewhere, and all of a sudden this dude come out of nowhere and jumped on the back of my horse. And I'm like, What are you doing? You know, I don't know. Because you couldn't talk to him, so I have no idea what he was doing. I guess he wanted to go for a ride. I don't know. So, but, and I didn't realize there was actually story missions.
Yeah, yeah, there is, yeah.
Me
and Greg tried this quite a while ago, just after it first launched. And we had a lot of grief as sort of like camping the mission areas, killing us. Is that still a thing now, or is it just no one playing
it? It hasn't been for me. I mean, I know they did a thing where now if there's a bunch of griefers, they kind of send them off, or they give them like a big red thing above their name or whatever, right. So you know that they're a griefer,
yeah.
And they kind of put them out in like no man's land, so usually they leave you alone, but I haven't had any issues. Now, I thought there once I did, because I ran into like an ambush thing, and there was a bunch of them, but turns out that was like the O'Driscolls.
Right.
It was an ambush as part of the game, because I realized they started talking, and I'm like, wait. If they were real people, they couldn't talk, because you don't really say much. So then I realized, no, it was part of the game.
Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not having any issue with it so far. So maybe some night I can get some more people to play, because right now it's just me and Janine and No Control. There's only like three of us,
yeah.
And we've been playing it off and on. But maybe we can get some more people in and do some other things. But I don't know. It's been fun. I mean, it seems a little lackluster compared to the first one. Yeah, but.
And it's not getting any of the hype what like GTA Online's getting. That's been going for years now, and it's still massive and well-populated, mm-hmm. and making millions for Rockstar. Mm-hmm. But you don't really hear many people talking about Red Dead Online.
No, it's kind of, I don't know what it is. Maybe it had its time. You know, that because it doesn't have that same, the multiplayer in the first one was brill. It was easy to access, and you all knew what it was. And it was sort of a horde-y thing where you went and attacked the forts. And it doesn't seem to have that this time. That's missing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I realize it's still in beta, even though it's been out for a while. And
oh, is it still classes in beta? Oh,
I thought I saw the other day they still said technically it's in beta, which I have to laugh at, but okay. Yeah. And I know they're adding more stuff, but it does. It just seems, I don't know. But until I get a bunch of griefers kicking my ass, I'm okay with it for now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And other than that, I played some Overcooked. We got the DLC the other day, so we've been playing on that. Boy, it's hard compared to, you know, going through the first game. The DLC is just freaking kicking my ass. Yeah. Who'd have thought making smoothies was difficult? Apparently it is.
But you play with Sarah, yeah?
Yeah,
playing with Sarah.
I haven't done a lot of Overcooked 2 at all. I must. It's good fun. It's good fun. You've got it's a good party game, but we have a couple of friends online that are into it. That's really obvious. Why am I saying that? That's sort of shit, Robin. Stop talking crap.
Right. And I almost forgot. And I started playing Trials. So.
Whoa.
Yeah. I got it yesterday. And I thought,
And that was everybody's addiction. Well, it still is an addiction with a lot of people in the competition that's going on, Mark, but you've fallen off that, and I haven't touched it this week at all.
No, I've had a quick go on it, but yeah, Minecraft's taken over. So what do you think of it then, Kim? Are you getting on with it?
It's taken some getting used to, and the little tutorial section didn't really... I'm trying to figure out the leaning part of it, and I'm having a hell of a time with the tutorial, trying to get that finished.
Forget the tutorial, just go onto the tracks, you'll be all right.
That's what I did, and I like yesterday I played the Yellowstone track, I don't know how many times, and it seemed like the more I played it when I wasn't getting tired, I got a little better with figuring out, okay, lean forward and pull back, and you know, yada, 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 I got a little better. I'm still not as fast as some of you people, but I'm working on it.
Some of us people are looking inhuman robots that are just...
I know, yeah. Right? What in the hell?
I do not understand their reflexes and
They're better than mine.
Yeah, hand-eye coordination is just phenomenal. So how good these guys are. And you're saying, yeah, you try again and again. I would say you try thousands of times.
Yeah, I've nearly blown my back button out.
Yep, pretty much. I did get some bunny pants, so, you know, there's that. I don't know if they're going to help me with anything.
We've got like an Easter thing on the bottom for the loot drops.
Yep, so I got me some bunny pants. So, yeah, I don't know. I like it. You know, but I don't think it's going to take
over. Does it have a little tail? Bunny?
It does. It does have a tail.
I'm not even going there. Not even going there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool. So, yeah, I foresee more Minecraft in my future, Mark.
Surely not.
I want to see this world and realm end up something like that old 360 one. Yeah.
I'll try get some video footage of it for the video stream next time. Yeah, I think I need to go see someone about my addiction to Minecraft. It's taking over my life.
Ah, well, just everything in proportion. Remember to switch off.
I
was like, you know, it was like me this morning, feeling knackered and tired. Weight loss group, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Getting out for a run in the cold and the wind. Yeah, that's the thing. Discipline, running. I'm running a lot now, 3 times a week. Moment.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's it. I'm trying to up the distance a little. Now, you're saying I was tired this morning. I didn't go that just a couple of miles this morning, but it was it. But I'm trying to up the distances now. So, yeah, it's good. It's good.
Not good.
Okay. There is the thing that I want to try and start. I'm not going to actually start this tonight, Mark. I'm going to save this just for next week.
Yeah.
But hopefully we can maybe get some feedback. What I want to do is, I have a depth of history about video games and their origins and the consoles. And I know this is maybe a wee bit deeper than we would normally go. But next week I'm going to talk about the Magnavox Odyssey, which was really the first ever commercially available video game console. Not actually the first game. We all know about Space Wars and stuff like that there, but I want to go into a wee bit about the history of some of the old consoles and the original games and the concepts where they came from. So maybe take 3 or 4 or 5 minutes just to do a little chat about an article about some of these things. So I think I'm going to start that next week. And to go through things like the history of Pong and where it came from, you know, and...
Because of the history of Pong, then.
Well, some of them are linked. But really, you know, just getting into a bit more depth about how these things originated and how they now translate into where we are now. So it's a wee bit of a heady piece. But yeah, I think we'll start that next week and we'll think of a wee name for this segment. And it'll be me talking for a little bit, but it might be interesting for some people as well. So from next week, I'm going to try a wee bit of history, a wee bit of educational history. But right now, we are going to start season 2 of this year's quiz.
So who said it best?
And we haven't heard that in a while. And Nicole has kindly started to fire in some nice questions for us for the second round of Who Said It Best. Here we go. And we've got all the guys, you have all the answers already there. So we can succeed because we were frigging awful at the last competition quiz.
I had the perfect opportunity last week to get in front because it was only me. And Phil was obviously asking the questions. And so I had no other challenges. And I got every single one wrong.
I would have cheated. I would have given you the answers just to make it look good. No, I would. Okay, so the way this works is I'm going to give you a quote, which somebody said in a game. I'm going to give you a couple of options, A, Bs, and Cs. And you have to try and work out who said this. And... We'll go from there. There's 3 of these. So here we go. Quote number 1. Spartans never die. They just go to hell and regroup. Who said this? Cortana, Spartans or Master Chief?
Spartans in general.
Never die. They just go to hell and regroup. I am not questioning Nicole. I am reading out what the answers say. So Spartans never die. They just go to hell and regroup. Did Cortana say this? Did Spartans say this? Or did Master Chief? I think if you said Spartans, that would be like maybe...
It's like the Marines going, hoorah.
Hoorah. Hoorah. Mm. So Spartans never die. They go to hell and regroup. Cortana, Spartans, or Master Chief? Could I have your answers, please? So I need your answers after three. Three.
That was a dick move, Robin. That was a dick move.
Oh. I haven't played that for a while.
Yeah, the answers are in. Spartans never die. They just go to hell and regroup. A, Cortana didn't get any. B, Mark said Spartans randomly. And Kim, she said Master Chief. And Kim, wouldn't you know, you're absolutely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's Spartans.
Direct the mundo.
Yeah, I got one. Yeah.
Mark gets point. Quote number two. I am matter. I am antimatter. I can see your past. I can see your future. I consume time, and I will consume you.
Ooh.
A, was it Ultima from Final Fantasy? B, Thane Thane from Mass Effect 2. Kulix from Super Mario Brothers.
No, maybe not.
I am matter. I am antimatter. I can see your past. I can see your future. I consume time and I will consume you. Ultima from Final Fantasy, Thane from Mass Effect 2, or Kulix from Super Mario Brothers?
Because I think it's familiar, I'm going to go with the only game I have played, I think.
Okay. Let's go. Let's get those answers going. Okay, we've got two Bs. That's a double B. Two Bs. So just to get it right, Mark done a B and Kim done a B. That's two Bs.
Very good.
B or not two B.
And the answer is, was it Ultima Final Fantasy? No. Was it Thane from Mass Effect 2? Maybe. Was it Kulix from Super Mario Brothers? Yes!
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
I'm trying to think who that is, honestly.
It must have been some crazy little creature.
I'm guessing.
The body.
I'm sure I've played that before. That's why I went for Mass Effect, because it's the only game I've played out of them three.
Your double Bs fell flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm getting older. It's bound to happen.
Don't run your knees.
Prefer the Cs.
Love it. Okay, the last quote. Even death can save you from me.
Ooh.
Was it War from Darksiders? Was it B, Kratos? Was it C, sent from my iPhone? Oh, sorry, I went too far. Was it C, Diablo from Diablo 2? So not even death can save you from me. Was it War from Darksiders, Kratos from God of War, or Diablo from Diablo 2?
Oh, God, it could be any of them.
Death can save you from me. I have a Minecraft realm with flowers.
And a donkey.
So, answers, please. War, Kratos, or Diablo, please?
War.
Oh, answers are in.
Yeah,
the answers are in.
Yeah.
Mark says A, War.
Yeah.
Darksiders. Kim says C, Diablo. And B was Kratos. And of course, absolutely true to form, the lucky bitch got it right. It was C, Diablo. Said, not even death can save you from him. Very good. So the scores on the board then, that will be one for Mark.
And one for Kim.
And one for...
she's going to walk away with this competition again, ain't she?
You're not on. Oh, you're there. Yeah, one. And Robin gets half a point for hosting. There you go. That's the way it goes. That's the rules for this time. Your host gets half a point. Okay, very, very good. Okay, let's get into some news.
Here is the fucking news.
God damn it, there's lots of Star Wars news this week. So, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which is EA's new thing. At last year's EA Play press conference, Respawn Entertainment's CEO Vince Zampella shared the first details of the company's Star Wars project in a peculiar way. The camera panned from the stage to Zampella sitting in the crowd with host Andrea Renee, and the two talked briefly about Respawn's game. It was very odd, if you remember that. And Zampella revealed it would take place shortly after the events of Star Wars Revenge of the Sith and would follow a Padawan who was on the run. Zampella also said that the game was called Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order and it would release during the 2019 holiday season. For us, that's Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we already know it's a story-driven game with no microtransactions. I find it very odd to report that. It's a story-driven game with no microtransactions. It's like that's a feature. Today, or the last few days, we've learned that Respawn has planned for its Star Wars title and saw the first trailer. Hopefully, Mark's going to fire that trailer up now. If you're watching live, you'll see that.
Off of the game?
Yeah.
Oh, bollocks. Yeah. No, I had the trailer for the movie. Oh, my God, that is so good.
Yeah.
Right,
yes, there's a trailer for the game, which is so good as well. In fact, if it was a movie, I would watch it. Zampella was joined on stage that time by at the celebration by Jedi Fallen Order's game director, Stig Asmundsson, who said in a press release that many Star Wars fans, ourselves included, are really interested in dark times, so we wanted to explore that mysterious, dangerous period. Fallen Order, for us, for what it is, it's going to be a third-person action-adventure game, so I need your answer.
sorry. Oh, what's going on here? Right, sorry. I'm trying to type in thing and my soundboard was still on. I apologise. Sorry, Robin.
Oh, I wish I was a decent host.
I'm just about to all I'm trying to do is type Star Wars hype in the chat and then...
Okay.
Fucking hell, right. Sorry about that.
So it's a third-person action adventure game, which is a bit of a departure for Respawn because they're usually first-person shooter guys, but it fits in with Asmundsson's track record for the God of War series. Now, I'm not pronouncing his name correctly, am I? But you're having fun with my pronunciation of his name, Kim, aren't you?
What, Asmundsson? Is he munching?
Asmundsson. Yeah. Okay, well, that's his name from here on in. Asmundsson. Asmundsson's track record with the God of War series, most notably as a director of God of War 3. And since Cal is a Jedi, Fallen Order focuses on mixing up your lightsaber melee attacks and force powers, though there's going to be some exploration and puzzle solving. So it's going to be Tomb Raider in space. The trailer does show a bit of wall running, a staple of Respawn's Titanfall series, so it's likely that we'll see that in the game itself. So the trailer confirmed rumors swirling around the game's release date. It's coming to Xbox One, it's coming to PlayStation 4, it's coming to PC on November the 15th. So I'm excited for that. The trailer for it looks awesome. It's just CGI. I would watch it as a movie. If you haven't seen it or you listen to the audio, just look it up. The trailer looks fantastic, but there's no real gameplay in it. We haven't a clue what the real game is going to look like. But that's on the back of what is really exciting, and Mark had mentioned there, the trailer released for Rise of the Skywalker, the new Star Wars movie.
Oh, God.
And this shows our gorgeous but very, very skinny star main character standing in the middle of the desert waiting for an Uber. And she stands waiting for the Uber for ages and ages, and one comes along and she pulls out her lightsaber and does a bit stupid move, you know, really, really, really stupid. That's really not good for Uber. She takes out her lightsaber and starts to attack the Uber when it comes near. So it looks like Star Wars is all about Ubers and deserts. But it looked awesome, and yeah. I want to be in that Uber, And but yeah, she does look very like she needs to get a few more portions, a few more portions. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, look, you know what? Maybe they'll get it. You know, maybe it'll get, because I really enjoyed that part of the movie, The Force Awakens. I loved her, and I would like to see more of. That's wrong. Yeah, I would like to see more of her. I would like to see more of a sort of serious, darker thing, not fantasy dark. Unfortunately, you have the baddie's going to be in it, fella.
Kylo Ren,
which I don't really like him that much really as a character. But anyway, yeah, I like Star Wars. I think they are going to give it a rest for a while after this.
It says the end of a trilogy. So we are, saga comes to an end. So yeah, we are going to give it a bit of a break. But, yeah. It'll come back eventually.
That's out about Christmas time.
Yep.
Great timing for Jedi The Fallen Order by Respawn, because everybody will be going Star Wars crazy. And
Reprons,
because that's done by Ass Munchin. So it should be really, really, really good. Mm. Okay, moving on. Star Wars. So one of our favorite games, not mine, but quite a lot of people's favorite games, Horizon Zero Dawn. An actress has teased the existence of its sequel. Now, of course, they're going to make a sequel to it.
Yeah.
Just going into this then, when Horizon Zero Dawn released a few years ago in 2017, the new IP from the makers Killzone shocked and delighted players to a tune of 10 million copies. It would be absolutely no surprise to find out the game is getting a sequel, and thus it's absolutely no surprise to hear it being teased through one of the actresses involved in the first game. According to a post on Reddit, a fan at the Star Wars celebration talked to an actress, Janina Gavankar.
Yeah, that's her who did she did the Star Wars Battlefront 2 as well, didn't she?
Better than Asmunchin.
Might remember the protagonist of Star Wars Battlefront 2 single player campaign.
Oh, he says it there, fucking hell, yeah.
Gavankar also played the character Tatai in Horizon's Frozen Wilds DLC, which prompted the fan to thank her for getting them into the game by talking about it. "Just wait until you see the sequel," Gavankar replied in a now removed clip from Twitch. "You're going to die. I know some secrets. You're going to die." So if they've removed the clip from Twitch, that sort of gives it a bit of credence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, it's coming. There's no big surprise.
It wasn't a Maisie Williams Game of Thrones April Fool, then it were a proper slip up, was it?
Yeah. So, you know, it's coming. So, yeah, and people will be excited for that. Okay, PSN. You mentioned earlier on, Kim, about changing your name and would your name be available on PSN. Well, at last, you can now change your name on PSN, but there might be a few little catches. So the long-requested feature to change the PSN usernames will finally be a reality at some point over the next day or so, probably right now, actually. The process of changing your name is pretty simple. However, there can be some unfortunate consequences of doing it for certain games.
Right.
So, you know, there's a simple way to do it. You go to settings, account management, account information. That's all that information's there. I don't need to go through that. You can, you know, it's simple enough. You know, you enter your online ID, change for one of the suggestions, and follow the screen prompts. I don't know how much it costs. Is the first change free?
It's free.
I think the first one's free. Yeah.
So, what if Sony have said and what I've heard and read is Sony have noticed the change in the username may affect a certain number of games. The potential issues range from trophy progress being halted to losing save data, access to content or currency purchased in-game, and even parts of the game not functioning.
Shows you that this was never embedded into the structure of the operating system, doesn't it?
Sounds like they never worked towards it.
Yeah.
You would have thought, even in PS3 days, they would have started to think, well, that's a thing that we should try and work towards.
Exactly.
Sarah, our PlayStation expert and regular loyal listener, has put the first one is free and then the second is $10 or $5 for PS Plus members.
Which is a bit like Microsoft and Xbox.
Yeah. Yep.
So, Sony says that only a small batch of games have been affected, but the biggest issues so far... some of the titles majorly affected. Now, this is not all of them, but some of the majorly affected ones included Little Big Planet 3, The Golf Club 2, which is now available in Game Pass,
Game Pass,
is fantastic. Yeah. Everybody's Golf and Onrush. So, again,
yeah.
So what?
Yeah, you know? that was kind of my thought, because I don't, you know.
Probably out of all of them, Little Big Planet 3, if you got right into that and you're a game creator and you created lots of levels, that'd be a problem.
That
yeah, that'd be a major problem.
And finally, the sort of more little FYI for Elder Scrolls fans, Elder Scrolls Blades is now officially available for everyone. It's still in early access, so it's not a closed beta any longer. So last week, the Elder Scrolls Blades released into early access, though that release was more like a closed beta with random invites. And yesterday, the game became available for everybody. So Bethesda's official Twitter account announced the news, but you do need a Bethesda account. So you sign up for a Bethesda account. It's free, so you shouldn't have too many problems to do that. And there's also going to be a large update for the game that fixes a few bugs. Bethesda's also looking for feedback regarding the most difficult enemy in the game, the Silver Chest. That's like Nicole would know all about that because she wants stuff put into her chest. Anyway, Minecraft hashtag referring how silver chests are numerous, take a long time to open, doing how many chests are on the timer, and aren't really worth the rewards in size. So, yeah, so they're looking for feedback. It's an open beta, but again, what this is, it's Elder Scrolls on your phone.
Yep, I have it actually, but I haven't got to play it because when I tried to, it crashed on me. So,
there you go.
Well, yep.
Just an extra little snippet of news. You mentioned it earlier, Robin, Golf Club 2 going into Game Pass. Excuse me. So, yeah, on Wednesday this week, Microsoft, well, Major Nelson tweeted out some games coming to Game Pass. And this, this just shows how good this service is becoming. So I don't know the exact dates. I know Phil posted them in our group, but Monster Hunter World is coming to Game Pass, which really excited me because I've always wanted to play that.
Yep.
I've nearly bought that numerous times. Prey is coming.
Prey.
That's coming to Game Pass, and I've nearly bought that a few times. Life is Strange Season 2, Resident Evil 5, The Walking Dead New Frontier. So, yeah, so Game Pass is just killing it at the moment.
Life is Strange Season 2, the whole of all of it? Oh, wow.
I think so, yeah. Let's see if I can just scroll and get the dates if
Must
you want
be.
To fill a bit of time,
that's,
Robin.
That's brilliant, man. No, that's really, really cool.
Yeah, I almost stopped buying games because of Game Pass, because it seems like I buy a game and then 2 months later it's added to Game Pass. Yeah. So.
Well, we've been through this, so this is the way it kind of works. But you know, realistically, you don't have to anymore. Yes, there'll be some new releases you want, but there's just so much there. Did we cover this last week with Microsoft? There's the rumor, it hasn't been made official yet.
Yeah, we covered that last week,
So you're going to get gold and this all in one.
I'm
sure that'll be an E3 thing. I don't know if that'll be a big announcement or not, but it'll just be another thing as part of it. So, yeah. And again, it will depend on how you buy your Xbox Live at the moment, because you can get it cheap. And I'm sorry, PlayStation guys, you need this. I mean, I know there was talk about what's the other one by EA? EA Access becoming available for PlayStation.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened yet, has it?
Not yet, no. I've not heard anything official. It was just rumors, though.
If you're a PlayStation-only person, you need to be getting stuff like this now.
Yeah. 20 quid a year. It's a bad
EA Access.
But having said that, now I've got Game Pass. Do I really need EA Access? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I suppose for 20 quid a year, to have the Battlefields and the sports games that maybe you're not a big
Dragon
sports
Age.
Fan.
Yeah.
Maybe, was it NHL 19 just appeared in it?
The two Unravel games, I suppose. I haven't had to buy them. They're there. Even the second one's in there now, isn't it, Kim?
Yep.
If you're not a big sports guy, but you want to dip in and out of FIFA and all of that sort of stuff, it's all there.
Your Maddens, your NHLs. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. So that's about all our news. Okay, so new releases. Would you like to come it up, Kim? Because I've been talking too much.
I might, just as well. Your new releases for April 13th through the 20th are Anno 1800 for the PC on the 16th, Final Fantasy X and X-2 HD Remaster for the Xbox One and Switch, also on the 16th, Tanks Meet Zombies, this could end well, for the Switch on April 16th.
Sounds like Wasteland Minecraft 2, on that.
Right? Wasteland 2 for the Switch, also on the 16th, World War Z for the PS4, really? Xbox One and PC on the 16th, Trooperbrook for the PS4, Xbox One and Switch on the 17th, Cuphead for the Switch on the 18th, and Our World is Ended for the PS4 on the 19th. And those are your new releases.
I love the look of Trooperbrook.
I don't even know what that is. What is it?
It's a little arty-farty platformer adventure type thing, like Oxenfree, and that sort of styly, that sort of graphical style. It just looks gorgeous. I don't know if you see it or if you have it up there, but I just think the art style and everything just...
Oh, it does look pretty, doesn't it?
That's my cup of
click,
tea.
Yeah, a bit of a click, point-and-click thing, but...
Yeah,
it looks good, actually.
It ticks some boxes for me. Now, the Final Fantasy stuff. I've never played a Final Fantasy game.
Mm-mm.
And I see they're all starting to release on Xbox again.
I played
and
7 years ago on PS1, but it's the only time.
But it's coming out very soon, actually, on Xbox, Final Fantasy VII. But I don't understand it. I don't. I mean, what this one here, Final Fantasy
Ten to three in the afternoon. I don't get it.
So should I play a Final Fantasy game? And if I should play a Final Fantasy game, which Final Fantasy game should I play?
The only ones I'm interested in are the remake of 7, because I've actually played 7 back on the PS1 days, and the latest one, that 15, with the car and that. And I bet that's in Game Pass before them.
Because people are so fanatical about it, you know, when they really seem to be into it. And they're, the thing that they ride looks like a chicken?
Chocobos
and all that there. Yeah, they're all just into that. Other stuff that's interesting this week is Cuphead for the Switch.
Yep, Kyle will be buying that day one, won't he?
Can he still, I watch it on the Xbox.
He still plays it a lot, yeah.
And he still plays, yeah.
His son, Alexander, what is he now, 6, 7? And he's completed it, I think. I haven't even got past the first frigging boss yet.
I'm going to sort of roll back a wee bit because that just reminds me. I mean, I've stopped playing Hollow Knight. I will go back to it, but my opinion of Hollow Knight was it was like Ori and the Blind Forest, which was hard enough. Hollow Knight is more like Dark Souls.
Great. Right.
Bosses are just frigging phenomenal. Yeah, so it has all the platforming Metroidvania, but the bosses have started to get big and nutty balls. Really punishing. But I will go back, but yeah, it's punishing game. Punishing. Okay, so let's rattle through. Well, we know we're out there. We're playing games on Minecraft. There's Trials Rising stuff. Will you like to cover the Trials Rising stuff, Mark, for me, please?
Yeah.
And who is what this week?
Yep.
I didn't even make it in.
No, sadly you didn't, Kim.
I didn't.
Well, better.
Close, though. I was only like 10 seconds off.
Right, so challenge number 6 has just finished today, and that was on Yellowstone Caldera. That's the track we did. And we've got a lot of new players recently. Poor old Pete, he likes his recognition, and he wants me to do a top 10 now. So I've done a top 10. In 10th place, Step J with 117.984. 9th place, me, 114.731. The Legit Chinny beat me this week. We've got a bit of a rivalry going. He did it in 113.607. Kyle Adams, another new player, 113.142. Lazarus 217, another new player. So welcome. 112.287. Another new player, Game Over UK, 111.943. This is where we're all getting really close now. In fourth place, Martin C. 1984 did it in 111.201. In third place, our very own Murphy's Law, Mr. Vegas himself, did it in 111.011.
Very much.
As you can probably predict, the top two, right? So who's in the top two spots? In number two, we have got Denok TQ Lewis, who is playing skills on Xbox. He did it in 110.0136.
Holy crap.
Overachievers.
And Nick Womble MK3, he didn't want to be outdone again twice on the trot. He came in with a stonking time. I think he was 240th in the whole world, which is incredible. He did it in 109.275.
That's almost a full second more than anybody, everybody else there. That's just...
Jesus Christ. It's 5 seconds quicker than mine.
I won't even talk about mine.
And 8 seconds faster than the 7th place one. So, yeah, this is for you, Nick. That is amazing.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, so a big shout out to the new riders this week. We've got our very own Kim Woods, is now a trials rider. Game Over UK, Lazarus217, Step J, and Kyle Adams.
Well done.
The next challenge, number 7. That is going to be on the last of the easy tracks. So bad time to join, Kim, because you've missed all the easy tracks. And that is on Canyon Crash using the Rhino bike.
Yeah, well, I still got the squid, so...
Yeah, so you need to get a level 14, Kim, and get this Rhino bike. That doesn't help your time, because the Rhino is a lot quicker. So, yeah, Canyon Crash, using a Rhino. What you need to do is set your fastest time. If you're on my friend's list, either tweet me, WhatsApp me, or put it on the Facebook that you've put your time in, so I can check on the leaderboard. So I've got a lot of... obviously, my friends list is full, so I've got a lot of people on the leaderboard, so I need to know who to look out for to make you eligible to enter. If you're not on my friends list, just send me a screenshot. Say you're on PSN or PC or Switch. Screenshot your best time, and then either WhatsApp me that, tweet it at Mechanics, or put it on our Facebook group page.
Exactly the opposite of Minecraft. This, where Minecraft is all chilled and relaxing, this is competition head on. Yeah. So
last week, and I had a bit of rage quit on it. This week, when I was trying to beat Pete's time again, I was saying I was doing a mic chin. I was saying, "Fuck this game, I'm done." My back button was wearing out. I was getting angry.
so rude. His back button is worn out.
Well, I hate when that happens.
To elaborate, when you're in this game, right, when you pass a checkpoint, you can press B and it'll take you to the last checkpoint, but you lose 5 seconds.
Yep.
If you press a back button, it takes you right back to the beginning and you can try again with a brand new time starting from zero. So every time you make a mistake... Back button, try again. Mistake, back button. And it's constantly back.
I finally got the point. I just started over. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah. So,
well, get to it. The competition is mighty fun.
Yeah. And so that's all. Yeah, you got till 7 p.m. Yeah, 7 p.m. next Sunday. It closes.
Yeah, good stuff. We have a new Twitch follower. Hello there. Sure, Paul. Thank you very much for hitting that button. Thank you. And if you're new to us as well, what we do next is called Victory Achieved. Mm-hmm. And when you do finish a game, when you get to the bit where the credits start to roll, which is great, you've got value from your game, you've finished it, you've got the most out of it, take a selfie with the credits in the background and tweet that off to @oversea_podcast with a hashtag on it, Victory Achieved. I will see that, I will retweet it and give you a nice little message. You'll get entered into a draw for some money of £15 or $20. For whatever way you want to buy your games, Xbox, PSN, Switch, whatever you want. And we had a winner just a few weeks ago there, which was Sarah, who bought some DLC to play Overcooked 2 with Kim. So, winners. So this competition now will run from the 1st of April to June the 30th. And last week we had none. And you're absolutely right, Mark. I cannot remember when there weren't any people finishing games. And I think
everybody was on Minecraft.
It was either Minecraft or Trials or Division 2. I think that's kind of the way it was going. But this week we have CB Minjay finished Grand Theft Auto 5, and it took him a long time.
And his Ming snort makes me laugh.
Well done. John Mouse, he's been on a PlayStation 2 trip, and he finished Punisher on the PlayStation 2.
Mr. Retro.
And And he also finished today Enter the Matrix.
Oh, I remember that on the original Xbox. My son had that. That was a great game back in the day.
So well done, John Moyes, for that. And Matt Empire, even though I got completely confused by his first tweet, because I thought he'd finished Division 2, but he hadn't. He has finished Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and it took him 212 hours, I think.
Yeah, with the, I mean, a lot of DMs on Twitter backwards and forwards, and I know he's played a lot of this, absolute tons and tons of his game, a lot of hours.
Did he finish it, like, I don't know, did he, I didn't ask him, did he finish it to, like, all the trophies or achievements? Or?
I don't know, but I know he was doing, like, everything in the game, and that game is absolutely huge, humongous. God, it is
like trying
massive.
To do everything in The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
See, I have the other one. I have the one before it now.
Yeah,
to play.
Origins. And yeah, I finished that game, and there's still parts of a map I've not even been to. It's just.
I was listening to Mike on Veteran Gamer saying that he doesn't. He's got really bored
he's got
with
fed
it.
Fed up with it, hasn't he?
I don't know. Don't know. Anyway, well done to yous. Get your entries in. It's free money. The odds are good. You know, people that are entering these, your odds of winning are pretty good here.
Look how much we've given away over the past, 7-8 years? Giving loads of money away, just throwing
money
at people.
Thinking about a small country.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it. Actually, that's a very good point, actually, because this has been going for years now. Yeah. So
Duke Scaff could have saved East Timor with all the money. Sorry, Duke.
Wow.
You're absolutely right, because 15 quid goes a long way there. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not even going there because I'm just that's a slippery slope. Okay, let's not go there. Yes. We'll make a donation to East Timor if Duke wins. So get your completions in, Duke. There you go. There's your opportunity.
Yeah.
And we'll okay, so it. Very good. So for completing your games, you get this.
Oh shit, yeah, that's me.
Yep.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. Victory's achieved.
Okay, so Kim is going to look up our shatters and whoever's been in there. And if you want to be part of this every week and you want to do this live, go to twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast, and youtube.com/OC podcast. 9 o'clock, as I say, in the UK, 1 p.m. the West Coast, 4 p.m. the East Coast, 6 p.m. in Easter Island, and 7 a.m. in Australia. And we have Australian listeners. If you are from anywhere else, not in those places, let us know. Please, we'll give you a shout out. It'd be lovely to hear from you guys. And it'd be lovely if you left us an iTunes review or a YouTube review or Stitcher, whatever. You know, if you're wherever you're listening to us, just a quick line to say, you guys are absolutely unbelievably fantastic, apart from me. And do that. And how you contact us, we've got some lovely, sexy voices from Nicole. So
you like us, we
yes,
like,
I like
you. See where
I like
I'm
you.
Going with this?
I see where
follow
you're going.
Us on Twitter.
Follow us.
OC_podcast.
What she
Check
said.
Check us out on Facebook.
Check us out.
FB.OCpod.com or email us podcast@OCpod.com.
Oh,
we'd love to hear from you.
I would.
Oh, there's no boing, sorry.
Oh, for goodness.
I'm busy. We're all sitting here waiting.
I know, sorry. For the boing at the end. Give me a boing, please. Boing, please, Basili. One boing only.
Hang on. What have I got?
It all like me. Never mind.
Yeah.
Really? Really? See, I have no sound effects on tonight. I'm being a good boy.
It's amazing. Being
a good boy. Okay, let's get the hell out of here because it's Sunday night and tomorrow is Monday morning and it's been a long weekend and I've got a hell of a week ahead of me. So let's shout some people out if you want to shout at anybody. Kim, go chatters. Yeah. Chatters.
All right, here. We have our chatters, yes. We have Apricot Dirt Fruit, Commander Root, Pedro, Electrical Longboard, Taffman, RCGC, Pilch was here, Sure Paul, S1 Fega, I'm assuming, and Tide. Those are our chatters.
Yeah. We had some on Mixer as well. Did you include us? Sorry. Cool Zombie. Did you say Cool Zombie?
No, I did not see Cool Zombie. So, yes, Cool Zombie.
And he's followed us as well. So, yeah, thank you very much.
This is what we are.
Mm. And anybody you'd like to shout out, Kim?
You guys. I missed last week because I had, you know, a child. Well, I didn't have a child.
We kept that quiet. Whoa.
Really? Oh, I dropped another one. Pick that one up there, love. I've dropped another one.
You're right. That'll be the rumor now going around. I've had a child. I secretly was pregnant and didn't tell anyone. No, my nephew was here. And,
is that true?
No.
I thought I'd seen a tweet about that somewhere.
Right. No, I did not have a child. I am not pregnant. Never have been. No, my nephew was here, and I couldn't get away because he was sleeping on me. So, you know. But anyway, the shout out to you guys.
Feeding.
So, feeding. No, feeding.
So clean.
Because it's always been a bigger.
I thought I seen a cabbage leaf somewhere. Oh, dear, dear. Hashtag,
you all
hashtag,
take that back.
Hashtag me too. Okay. court case imminent.
Yeah.
And our shatters, thanks for coming along and keeping the chat box going. That's, you know, otherwise it gets bored in there and then I try to fall asleep. And a shout out to John Wick because, you know, now I pay attention to Twitch a lot more. So anyway, over to you, Mark.
I want to shout out the Entertainers podcast. They had me on this past Wednesday. So if you want to download that, listen to that this week, I'm on there. They've got a couple of people off. Carl was on holiday and Kyle was poorly, so they asked me on. And it was great. I really enjoyed it. I've always wanted to be on the full episode of Entertainers and I've done it finally. Yeah.
Yay!
I want to shout out our very own Nicole. I've got to speak to Nicole quite a lot recently, past few days, and play with Nicole on Minecraft. So we've had a lot of chat and catching up. So great stuff with Minecraft. Phil for setting up Minecraft Realms and basically taking over my life. Thank you very much. Not. And I've got a big shout out to all the people on the Minecraft realm. So we've got Duke Scaff, Gonzo FK, Amaranth, which is Nicole, Filthy, Shift Scorch, which is Nicole's son, Bongo the Sane, me, my nephew, Rise Warlord, Blue Baru, and the Taffman. And like I said, if you want to get involved with Minecraft,
Duke.
Just let me know.
Yep. Duke.
Yeah, Duke was the first one, yeah. Yeah, he plays on his Windows 10. Most of us play on Xbox, but some play on iPads. So, yeah, whatever system you're on, just let us know.
Cool.
I'll let you check us out, Robin.
Yeah, I just want to say a big thank you to Mike and Stu for just organizing yesterday at the meetup at the arcade club. I met so many people there again. It was lovely to see people, meeting new people that I hadn't met before. I'm not going to name them all because just you leave somebody out. But you know, there was names. You know, there was Pilch and Chris MJW made it down, and Paul and Pete, and just so many great people. We had laughs with, we had fun with, it was a great time. I want a special shout out to Derek Sines, who was down and give me a lovely gift of some music on a USB stick. And it's kind of eclectic, and it's unbelievable, the stuff that's on it. But thank you very much. That was a lovely, lovely little thought, Derek. Thank you very much. We listened to it in the rental car on the way to the airport. So, yeah, thank you for that, for Arcade Club. Brilliant. I want to shout out the dickhead that caused a major row at the airport last night and made me almost miss my plane. They were boarding and we were the last people getting on the plane. We had minutes to spare because this twat yesterday at Manchester Airport seemed to be, this is first day ever to go to the airport. I've never been on a plane. I've never been on with hand luggage and I'm going to do everything wrong. So this guy had baked beans, several cans, squeezy mayonnaise, and in his hand luggage. And they're starting to go through the security bit. And they started, no, you can't take those. You can't take those. And this guy, well, before that, there was the family of people that trying to get through and their stuff. They had to unpack everything. It took about 15 or 20 minutes there with them. And then she started to go through the radar. And I seen her, she was still wearing a watch. And she went through and it all meep and it all came back and all anyway. So Mr. Big Beans, he started to go bananas. He started to go ape, and security were called. Everything stopped. He had to be taken away because he was pissed off that his beans were going to, and the security guy, as they do, said, well, yeah, we have to destroy these. And when they said that, he went bananas that they were going to destroy his baked beans and mayonnaise. He was trying to get through on hand luggage and couldn't understand what was the risk of the liquid in the baked beans or the mayonnaise. Probably not a lot, but yes. Well,
thanks to some dickheads in the past, that's the way it's got to be, isn't it?
And of course, when the thing started going again, my little plastic box and all I had in my bag, it was my coat, there was a bag, there was a Sony Walkman in it, old school, and that was pretty much about it, and my phone. And it got, of course, pulled in to get tested. And there was like, because of the delay, there was like 20 other cases ahead of mine to get checked as well.
Oh, dear.
And I'm standing there, God, Jesus Christ, oh, geez, Charlie, we're going to miss this freaking plane. Well, because we were going to go to the airport, get a bite to eat, but literally we ran to the gate and we were the last people on the plane. Yeah. So thank you, Baked Bean Man. Yeah. Anyway,
I know
everybody.
Greg DeLessie missed his flight as well, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, for the same. Yeah, because Colin has a special chair.
Yeah.
And I think it's bigger than normal.
Yeah.
So they needed a bus to take them to the plane, and it was full, and they needed it. They sort of put them to the side.
Yeah,
you know?
Just ignored him, didn't they? Basically.
And then they had to check Colin's chair for explosive devices.
Mm-hmm.
And the only explosive device is in a nappy around his ass. And so they missed their plane. But thankfully, they're hopefully having a great time in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and I hope he listens to us on the flight back, and I hope he's had a great time. So
yeah.
Exactly.
So everybody, thank you very, very much for listening. We will be back next week. We're doing lots of stuff. We're online right now with Minecraft and Trials. If you see us online, please jump into our game, invite us, befriend us, chat with us, tell us your problems, send us feedback, and we will speak to you next week. So it's Mark, goodbye, Kim, goodbye, and
bye.
Me, at Bumpsy and Robin, goodbye. See you all next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.